Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on a little community today, we find Abner and Grandpap back in the feed room of the Jot'em Down store, assembling what they think is a huge iron doll. Listen.
Wait a minute, Abner. I think that piece goes over on the other side there.
Well, it fits here all right, Grandpap.
Yeah, but it don't look right. Leastways, it don't look like this here diagram the feller drawed up.
Yeah, I reckon that might be a little high to put a leg at that. Unless he's going to walk around the side of a hill all the time.
Yeah, that must be an arm.
Yeah, what do the instructions say there, Grandpap? Read them.
I ain't sure. Dr. Grill wrote them in handwriting.
Well, it reads the same as printing does.
I can't make out some of it, though.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that piece goes here over on this side here, though.
Well, it is part of a leg, ain't it?
Yeah, near as I can figure out from the diagram.
I believe that's what it is, bound to be a leg. Reckon what Dr. Grill went to all the bother to invent a big iron doll like this for?
No, me sakes, I don't know. Just some pigeon-toed crackpot idea, I reckon.
Yeah.
Most of them inventors is crazy, I've heard.
Must be. Wonder who he ever expected to sell this to in Washington. Nobody there at the White House has got time to sit around playing with dolls.
Yeah, at least ways not one this size.
No. Take off a big kid to tote this thing around.
He's crazy. Ain't no two ways about it.
It is sort of fun putting it together, though, ain't it?
Sort of like a working a puzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't hardly wait to get over here today to start working on it.
Oh.
I think this piece here goes on next, Abner, whatever it is.
Right there, huh?
Yeah.
All right. There, wait a minute. I've run out of bolts here, though.
There's some more in that envelope right there on the floor there.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was just thinking, Grandpap, we ought to study up some name to call this thing by.
Oh, well, I think Dr. Grill's done named him.
He has?
Yeah, I was just noticing here he's got some name wrote right under the picture of it, but I can't quite make it out.
What does it look like?
And it looks sort of like R-O-B. I think that next is a O and then T.
R-O-B-O-T? That don't spell nothing.
I know it, though.
I'll bet you that's supposed to be Robert. That's what it is. That last O there must be a E and then a R comes after.
Yeah, it could be, I guess. Yeah.
That's it. Robert.
Yeah.
That's a good sounding name. Yeah, hello, Robert. Sounds sort of friendly, don't
you? Yeah, ought to call him Bob for short.
Well, could. Hiya, Bob, old kid, old boy.
Well, here, hurry up and get Robert's other foot on.
Yeah. Get it here. Doggies, won't old Lum be surprised when he sees this thing all put together?
You sure he won't be mad now?
Why, no. Why would he be mad?
Well, I don't know. He told you not to monkey around with this at all, you know.
Oh, yeah, he said that, Grandpap. But he just had to say that on account of Dr. Grill said it to us before he left the boxer, you know. He told us not to bother with it, not to open it up, not to look inside of it.
Have you heard from that Dr. Grill since his car broke down that day and he had to take the train on to Washington?
No, ain't heard a word yet. He said he'd write to us, though, and tell us what to do with the box.
Wait a minute there, Abner. You got that foot on backwards.
What do you mean?
Look here. Robert won't know which direction he's going in.
Let's see. I dog it, I have.
Why, sure, anybody could tell that.
Now, how come me to do a thing like that?
I don't. Just cause you're ignorant, I suppose.
Of course, I don't see much difference it'd make, though. He ain't going nowhere anyway, unless somebody carries him.
Yeah, but he don't look right that way.
Well, ain't nobody around here strong enough to lift a doll this size. Well, Cedric Weehunt might do it, but he don't play with dolls much. I haven't saw him play with dolls in years.
Well, as long as we're putting him together to see what he looks like, we might as well do it right.
Yeah, I know you're right about it. I know because he might stand up better this way, though. Wouldn't tip over so easy if he had one foot pointing one direction, the other pointing the other. Well, he could stand on
what in the world's going on back here, anyway?
Huh? Oh, I never heard you come in the front door up there long.
Yeah, the bell's busted. We got to fix it sometime.
Oh.
Wait a minute. What's that thing?
Excuse me. Mr. Edwards, I want you to shake hands with Robert here.
Robert?
Yeah, that's the name that Dr. Grill gave this thing, Robert.
Yeah, right here on the diagram. Granny's Abner, I told you not to monkey around with that.
Well, Lum...
Hurry up now. Take it apart and put it back in that box where it belongs.
Well, we ain't even finished putting it together yet, Lum.
I don't care. You recollect what Dr. Grill told us.
Oh.
He said don't meddle with it. Told us not to even open the box.
Yeah, I know he didn't. You helped us open the box yourself, though. Fact is, it was even your own idea, Lum.
Well, I know it, but I was just doing my duty as Justice of the Peace then.
Justice of the Peace?
I thought then that there might be something unlegal in here. But now that I know what's in it, why, we've got to keep our word with Dr. Grill, not meddle with it.
Well, we ain't meddling with it. Just putting it together, see what it looks like. So we're
doing. We want to see what this spavin-legged thing looked like.
I can't see no harm, Lum, in just putting a doll together. I don't think Dr. Grill would object to that.
Well, I've been studying about this thing, and I've come to the conclusion that that must be more than just a plain, ordinary, common doll.
Well, what else could it be besides that?
Well, I don't know, but if that's all it was, Dr. Grill wouldn't have been so secret about it. He wouldn't have been toting it clean to Washington, either.
Oh, well, me and Grandpap, we know why he's doing that.
Yeah, the critter's bug house, that's the trouble.
Yeah, bats in his belfry.
Lost his marbles.
Yeah, got a spoke missing out of his wheel.
Behind the door when the brains is passed
out.
Yeah,
his head bones never knit straight there.
Well, that might be your explanation of it, but I got my own notions on it.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, what are they?
Well, I don't know for sure yet. All I know is that... Wait a minute.
What's the matter? What are you staring at Robert like that for, Lum? You think you know him?
No, I know I don't know him, but I see what's wrong.
Huh?
You got that left arm on wrong.
Well, I would... Huh?
Look, arms don't bend backwards that way.
Let's see.
They bend forward. Here, look how mine bends.
Huh.
Either him or me, one's wrong.
Doggies, no, you're right. Mine bend the same way.
Do this, your nose?
Yep, mine bend that way. See here?
I guess I never watched Abner close enough when you put that on. You know, ought to have been more careful.
Hi, Doggies, wait a minute, fellas. I've discovered something here.
Huh?
Both of my arms bend that same way. Look at here.
Well, I do know.
Oh, get myself in the face there.
Give me that monkey wrench. I'll change that for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the doll, not you.
Oh, I started to say here, Lum. My arms work good. I don't want them changed up. Scratch my back better, I reckon, face turn.
You
want
to look at your diagram, Lum? No, I can get it all right. All you need is just a little common horse sense to put something like this together.
If my arms did bend like that, I could fasten my galluses a heap easier, I know that.
That diagram's what more than likely got you fellas mixed up.
Grandpap, let me see how your arms bend there, one.
Oh, they bend the same as yours, Abner. Everybody's arms bends that way.
Doggett, I sure had never noticed that before. Well... Learn something new every day, I reckon.
Yeah, now that looks better now.
Yeah. Of course, now here, fellas, you take your legs, now they bend backwards. Look at here. See, they work just the opposite from your arms.
Well, natural. Couldn't very well sit down if they bent forwards.
No, that'd be the hard way, all right.
And if you did sit down, they'd be sticking up in the air.
Yeah.
Looks silly.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Grandpap,
Put a picture showing everybody sitting around with their feet sticking up in the air.
No, they done it right. But you take horses now, both their front legs and their back legs, they bend backwards. Because maybe that's how you can tell the difference between humans and horses. I hadn't thought about that.
It could be. There's reason. Their heads are shaped a little different.
Heads?
Yeah.
Well,
horses' ears stick up higher, I think.
You take Maud Toops now, for instance, Grandpap. If you could tell that jaw of hers from a horse's on a dark night, I'd doge.
Where's the part that goes right on here? I reckon you'd call it his kneecap.
Huh?
Find that, and I got him all done.
Well, Doggett, I don't know, Lum. I believe we got all the parts out of the box out here.
Look in the box there, Abner. There might be some more stuff in amongst all them crumpled up papers.
Yeah, well, now look. I think we got it all out, though, Grandpap.
Is he sure a tall contraption? Must be a good 7 foot high. Reckon what he ever made him so big for.
Yeah, here it is.
I don't know.
Right here. Here's that other part right
there. Well, good. Toss it here.
Yeah. Doggett, just a minute here. Something else in here we overlooked, too, Grandpap.
What is it, Abner? A hat to go on his head?
No, it's a little box of some kind. Look at there. Wait till I get it plumb out here for you to look.
Maybe there's a wig in it. He ought to have something to go over that top of his head there. He don't look very good in the head. No, he does look kind of bald with just that metal shining. Him some sure cuter looking eyes, though. Just look at him.
I know, just wait a minute, fellas. This ain't a box. Looks like a little radio of some kind.
Radio?
Yeah, look here. A little row of buttons on it there. See them little red buttons?
Wonder what that's for.
Found you now. Listen just a minute. This is a thing that Dr. Grill actually invented. He just throwed that doll in there to get anybody mixed up and looked in that box. That's about what he
done. That's more than likely. Yeah, let's see that thing.
Yeah, here it is. Look at that. Don't that look like a little radio to you?
Ain't got no earphones, though. Well, the new ones don't use them things, Granddad.
Yeah, see if you can tune in Fort Smith long.
Yeah. Reckon we ought to hook it onto an aerial first?
Yeah, I reckon that's... Or wait a minute, maybe that's the intervention. Don't need no aerial. All right, go ahead, try it once in a while. But push one of them buttons.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Curious to see us.
And dog it, I can hear it warming up.
Yeah.
Try to get that program with them two old-timey fiddlers on it. I love that one.
Hey, look at Robert.
Huh?
His eyes is lit up.
Well, I'll be dead blame. Look at there. I don't get to start to look there. Hey, Mom, get out of the way. That crazy thing's alive.